News. I'm Serena Abul Jood. On Tuesday, September 9, Israeli occupation forces airdropped a massive amount of leaflets on Palestinians in Gaza City, demanding the full evacuation of the region. This comes after Israel revealed it intends to demolish all of Gaza City in an attack to take down Hamas. The Israeli military ordered residents to move to Al-Masawi area, which is already overcrowded with thousands of displaced people sheltering in tents. Palestinians in Gaza City are now left stranded amidst the rubble, with nowhere safe to go, as Israel continues to regularly bomb the south. Health authorities in Gaza announced that they will not be evacuating Gaza City's two main operational hospitals, stressing that doctors will not abandon their patients. Gaza City is home to around 1 million Palestinians, and as of Wednesday, less than 10% have evacuated the area. Since October 7, 2023, Israel has killed more than 64,000 Palestinians in Gaza. Activists and coalitions across Canada protested in front of Canada Revenue Agency offices across the country between September 2nd and September 5th. Their demand was to stop allowing Canadian charitable donations to subsidize war crimes and the genocide in Palestine. Just Peace Advocates, an independent Canadian human rights group, released an analysis based on charity filings from 2024, exposing seven organizations for sending donations to entities deeply complicit in the occupation and bombing campaigns against Palestinian civilians. Activists highlighted Revenue Agency's failure to enforce its own laws, as these funds violate both the Income Tax Act and the War Crimes and Crimes Against Humanity Act. They still haven't taken any action against these violations and continue to make Canadian taxpayers unknowingly implicated in genocide. That being said, many other charities such as Mizrachi and United Israel Appeal did not file their 2024 returns. This is raising more questions surrounding the entire funding of illegal Israeli activities. The head of the Assembly of First Nations of Quebec and Labrador, Francis Viropol, is pleading for the Quebec government to drop Bill 97, an act proposing to modernize the forest regime. The new proposed system consists of splitting public lands into three equally sized zones. That includes one protected area, one area for industry to develop, and one area for mixing public lands with lands for development. Since the tabling of Bill 97 back in April, First Nations have been protesting against it. Indigenous groups and leaders are saying the act gives the forestry industry the right to complete their operations without consulting them, which threatens Indigenous title rights and sovereignty. They warn that the changes are prioritizing logging over the long-term health of the ecosystem, which could get in the way of the preservation of their traditional ways of life, cultures, and languages. They also emphasize their concern with the potential acceleration of forest degradation. Last week, Minister of Indigenous Affairs, Ian Lafrenière, implied that many changes will be made to the amendment. Minister of Natural Resources and Forests, Maite Blanchette-Vézina, who has been receiving backlash for putting industrial interests above all else in her new bill, said that her ministry's team of lawyers are willing to sit down with the Assembly of First Nations to make sure that all the terms and elements in the amendment that spark concern would be avoided. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Hello. Welcome. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. This is Brave Little Emo Girl. And today we have a very nice episode. If I do say so myself, I'm a little bit proud of it. And that's, you know, I think that's a good thing. I found so many delicious tracks for today. So we're just going to jump right into it. This is a like Screamo-esque episode. You know, beautiful, sunny day, perfect temperature, beautiful, restful Sunday I hope that you're all having. Let's just get into it right away. This is Every Volatile Thing by Frail Hands from Halifax, I believe. I've been, lots of East Coast bands have been finding their way to me, and it's a beautiful thing. After that, we've got Leviathan by And Always, which is Toronto. And after that, we've got Wasp by Wednesday from the new album. Had to slip that in there for you. Hope everyone's having a great day. Let's get right into this.
Ah!
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam, and this is Brave Little Emo Girl. We just heard a new song from the new Wednesday album, Wasp. I really like this album. I was listening to it yesterday because it came out yesterday. And oh my God, it's bloody lovely. I gotta sit with it more, but I've been listening to the singles a lot. And like the new songs from the album, oh, they're so like, I can't articulate it 'cause I haven't thought about it enough, but I'm so excited to see them. And I am so excited to see these songs live and their older songs live. Really good album. Please listen to it. Townies is really good, and the music video is really cool too, really fun. Before that, we had Leviathan by And Always, Toronto, I believe. Check them out. Cool album. I think it's not, it's almost new, like it's from this year. Starting off with some high energy today in the playlist, but you know, I'm a little out of it, but that's okay. You know what? We all have days like that. So, what can you do? Before that, we had every Volatile Thing, Frail Hands, banger. I am definitely going to be putting them in my rotation. After this, coming up, we've got Increments by Fox Mulder and Neither Seen Nor Heard by Votive. Votive is from Texas, and there are a couple of Texas bands on this playlist today. What is going on in Texas? You know, take me there when the time is right. I want to see what's good. I love seeing all the little pockets of like genre specific stuff that's really strong in like the most random place. It brings me joy. If you have any of those, any little secret scenes, please let me know. At Brave Little Emo Girl on Instagram. Would love to hear it. Would love to hear your recommendations. But also, I had a couple people reach out this week telling me they like the show. I really appreciate that. It made my week. It warmed my heart. So if you enjoy and you have any recs, I will take them seriously and put them in an episode when the time is right. If it's not the most immediate one, you know, I have a creative process. But I see you and I hear you. All right. So... Increments, Fox Mulder, and then Neither Seen Nor Heard, Votive. Let's go.
Yeah. Hot Montreal is back for its 24th edition. From September 24th to 28th, come experience the best festival in the city as Plateau Montréal becomes lit up with shows featuring so many CJLO favorites like No Joy, US Girls, Chanel Beads, Isabella Love Story, Do Make Say Think, Hand Habits, Joseph Chabasun, and so many more. On top of concerts, join us for the Pop Symposium featuring discussions on all the music industry related hot topics. You can also check out Art Pop, Film Pop, and Comedy Pop for more events happening all throughout the festival. Don't wait, festival passes and individual tickets for Pop Montreal are available now on popmontreal.com.
I once had a dream that I was eating a peanut butter and tuna fish sandwich, and let me tell you something, it was delicious. So the next day, I decided to make that sandwich. And in real life, it is disgusting. It is a disgusting sandwich. And the reason I tell you this story, pick up the phone, just.
Hi, this is Dreamscapes, and we want to eat that disgusting sandwich because we're a show about dreams, and we don't think that dream sandwich is disgusting at all. You should be calling us to tell us about your dreams and your dream sandwiches. And if you do want to call in, the number's 514-848-7471. And we're on CJLO Mondays at 4 p.m. And we don't think your dream is weird at all. It sounds really good, actually.
And that was Increments by Fox Mulder before the break. And a long, drawn-out instrumental section were best friends. And so I'm this going to keep my eye out for more of this. That was the song. I'm having a very slow morning. My brain isn't very, it's not loaded right now. It's buffering hardcore. I don't know what it is. But you know what? That's okay. Sunday scaries can come in all different shapes, forms, sizes, strengths. Goodness gracious, Ignatius. I have nothing else to say. We're going to listen to the next song, which is Neither Seen Nor Heard. After that, it's a 1 and a 2 by Town Square Massacre. This is very new. I found this very randomly, and it was put out like 2 weeks ago. Very cool EP. I enjoy it a lot. And then we have Run Like a Girl by February after that. So yeah, keep an eye out. I post all of the playlists that I do on Instagram like the morning of the show. So please check them out if you like any of these. Tell me what you think. Give me more recommendations. And I love to hear thoughts and opinions. If you want me to share them on air too, if you have a message that you want to put out to the world about this music, let me know. Would love to share that. Would love to discuss that. Would love to think about that deeply, caringly. Yeah.
Bye.
You are listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. And that was Run Like a Girl by February. That is one of the best screams I have heard in music for a while. One of the best new screams. I have a whole playlist. It's just my favorite singular instances of screams in a song. And that was delicious. Wow. Beautiful. Before that, we had a one and a two by Town Square Massacre. Love that. Love the little, you know, you think it's going to end, but then it doesn't and it comes back around. Delicious. Talent. Satisfying. Awesome. Before that, we had Neither Seen Nor Heard by Votive. That was great as well. I think today's interesting, kind of slightly scary feeling can be attributed to something in the air. I think fall being a transitional season is very interesting. It's one of my favorites, and like I'm just noticing it more. You know, yesterday I was like, oh my God, I'm cold. I'm outside and I'm cold. What a wonderful feeling. And then I got like flashbacks to how cold it can get. You know, you step outside and it's like genuinely painful. You're like, oh God. So I kind of feel like I'm being pulled in different directions. You know, the super intense busyness and like fun of summer is kind of ending and everything's slowing down a little bit. But as a student, your busy season is also kind of starting. Just always being busy. And I'm trying to be very present and like embrace slowness. It's a very important thing and a like practice that I keep trying to commit to, but it's very hard when like my schedule is, you know, busier than it's ever been, and I do feel on top of it, but I also kind of feel like I'm like running in a dream and not going anywhere, or stuck in Jell-O trying to swim, where I'm like, I'm moving so much. And there's so many things that are floating in and out of my brain, but nothing stays. And like, I'm like, it's kind of feeling like a fight right now. I don't know if any other students are feeling that, like adjusting, you know, we're in it for classes. Like it has started. Assignments are due. Quizzes are quizzing. Readings are not being read. Even those of us who are like working as the season kind of winds down, especially I think of my friends and like service and restaurant, like kind of coming off of that, it almost kind of, you know, you have more moments and more downtime, but it also fills up with being busy, and your body, as it goes into like hibernation mode, even the same amount of work or less that you could have in the summer feels so much harder. But you know what, like embracing slowness, that's what I'm gonna try and tell myself today, and I'm going to recommend that you also do that. Embrace slowness, be present, be observant. So many wonderful things come from being observant. Spent a lot of time yesterday people watching, and it's so lovely. The things you notice, like, the outside world is so entertaining. I had a friend be like, why would you put, like, we were walking around, and it's like, we saw someone who had their TV facing, like, their huge window, like, you know, they were looking at the TV with the window behind them, and I just think that was pretty ironic. They were like, why would you do that? That's, like, you know, just look outside. That's enough entertainment for you. Anyways, up next, we've got Starfall on Our Lonely Planet by Dead Butterflies. This is new album, Heat Death of the Universe. I believe they're also Texas. Again, crazy stuff. I have heard of them, but I never give them a proper listen. And, like, yeah, I get the hype. I absolutely get the hype. After that, we've got Meadow Rue by Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead. Canadian, great album, super, like, short, powerful bursts, and I really love the album art. Like, this stuff is beautiful. If there's one thing that's gonna slap, it's gonna be screamo album art. It's good. It's very good. After that, we have, I'm not sure, I think it's three, but, like, in Roman numerals, by Maria. I was like, I couldn't find anything about them. I was like, where are they from? They're on a Canadian label. Edmonton. I love Edmonton screamo, or, like, Alberta screamo. Like, Alberta screamo and Texas screamo having this moment together. Like, oh, prairie angst. Absolutely. I get it. I absolutely get it. And then, you know, we'll see what we can fit in after that, halfway through the episode. But yeah, Starfall on Our Lonely Planet by Dead Butterflies.
All right.
Montreal's tiniest festival is back for its fifth edition. Tiny Fest, presented by Worst Dad Ever and CJLO 1690 AM, is taking over Petit Ars, Casa del Popolo, La Sala Rosa, and La Sotraneo from October 2nd to 4th. Come on out to see your favorite bands from Montreal and beyond, such as Pool Girl, Gus Engelhorn, Clay Pigeon, HRT, and so many more. Festival passes and individual show tickets are available for purchase now. For more information, check out worst.ever on Facebook and worst.ever _ on Instagram. See you there!
Do you like bubble baths? Hot cocoa on cold night? Snuggling up with a sweetie and listening to the radio? Well, if you answered yes to at least two of those, might I suggest Advice by the Fireplace, CJLO's number one easy listening comedy advice talk radio show hosted by me, Delilah Karen. We bring on a guest or two from the Montreal comedy world to answer real advice questions and maybe share a few funny stories along the way. Advice by the Fireplace, every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on CJLO 1690. Oh, also, I love you.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Le ciel bleu.
That was, before the break, Three by Maria, M-A-H-R-I-A. Banger. Very good. Like I said, Edmonton, Screamo. Before that we had Meadow Rue, Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead. Great album, great song. And before that, we had Starfall on Our Lonely Planet by Dead Butterflies off the new album, Heat Death of the Universe. That was lovely. I love the pacing of that and the breakdowns in that, kind of giving me like Glass Beach vibes for some reason. I'm not sure if it's the little electronic bits in it or even just the cover art and how colorful it is and like the hand-drawn nature of it. It's a cool cover, cool album. Please check it out. Bloody lovely. Up next, we've got Ophelia by Her Love Beheads Daisies. And then we'll have Grieving a Future You'll Never Have by Burial Etiquette. This is new and big. Lovely. Lovely. Very excited. I have to listen to this album all the way through. Like I said, busy season equals like the tension between me putting in all of my effort into this show and like really committing to like I'm trying very hard to do my research and really like get more knowledge about what I'm listening to and like listening to the full albums instead of just finding songs and placing them on here. But it's a lot of time listening to a lot of albums, and I have unfortunately become very playlist pilled, especially when I get busy and like just kind of am less conscious about that. So yeah, prioritizing slowness and presentness. After that, we're going to have some Truck Violence, Montreal Icons, absolute necessary listening for anyone who lives here. And then we're going to end with Start Angry, End Mad by Monin. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but Canadian emo, I just found them and I feel embarrassed for that because it appears that they're pretty, pretty required listening. But you know what? start listening and be open. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay to get information wrong. It's okay to, you know, not know everything, especially when you're trying something new. Yeah. So, end of the show. I hope everyone's having a good Sunday, taking it easy, taking it slow, enjoying the last bits of sun we have while starting to see all the leaves turn yellow. Get outside today if you can. It's a good idea. Take in some of that fresh air. It's crisp now. No more breathing in what feels like sauna air. How lovely. Oh my goodness. Yeah, this is CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. This is Brave Little Emo Girl. Follow me on Instagram. You know, shout out, send some recommendations. Would love to hear them. I think I'm going to have some specialer episodes coming up more this month, like in October. Trying to do a special episode next week, maybe for Truth and Reconciliation Day, focusing on Indigenous artists in these genres. And Canadian music. And then hopefully in October I'm going to have some special like Halloween episode. Maybe a goth episode with some friends. I don't know. We'll see. That's too far ahead in the future for me to think. But let's listen to these last batch of songs. And I hope that everyone has a wonderful, wonderful rest of their day.
Thank you. business of creating a more peaceful world.
All of the truth left on the table because You are listening to